Marcus Aurelius told himself. Remind yourself what you've been through and what you've had the strength to endure. Too often we forget the mountains we have climbed and the rivers we have crossed. And while we overlook our battles, both big and small, we also overlook the strength we gathered to overcome them. Aurelius reminds you to think of the moments when you felt overwhelmed, when the weight of the world seemed unbearable. Yet here you are, standing and enduring. So as you face down new challenges, let these memories not weigh you down, but lift you up. For in remembering what we have endured, we find the power to face what lies ahead. Living in comfort makes a man weak, the Stoics warned. The more you dodge discomfort, the more life controls you. That's why Stoicism reminds us that real strength is carved from facing life's blows head on. Because when a man faces life's challenges, he learns and adapts. He becomes more resilient. He learns how to manage emotions better. It's like exercise for his character. The more he works through the struggles, the stronger and more capable he becomes. Just as muscles grow when they are pushed and strained, your abilities, confidence, and mental fortitude expand when tested by life's resistance. Therefore, remember this Stoic rule. Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. Seneca famously stated, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." It is in the moments of our greatest challenges that our true character is tested and shaped. Think of hardship as a sculptor's chisel. Each strike, while it may seem harsh, is artfully removing what is superfluous, revealing the masterpiece within. By adopting this perspective, we can transform our darkest moments into opportunities for personal enlightenment and strength. Lesson 1. Carving out core strength, the foundation of Stoic resilience. How do we begin the process of sculpting our resilience to withstand life's challenges? The journey of sculpting resilience begins much like a sculptor approaches a block of untouched marble, with vision, purpose, and the right tools. The first principle of building our resilience is about carving out our core strength, the foundational layer upon which all other aspects of resilience will be built. This process involves identifying and strengthening our intrinsic values, beliefs, and attitudes that will support us during times of hardship. Each challenge we face is an opportunity to chip away at the non-essential, revealing more of our true strength. As we face adversity, we must use these experiences as a chisel, shaping our character and fortitude. The goal is not to remove all that is superfluous hastily, but to meticulously craft and reinforce the parts of us that provide strength and stability. This foundational resilience is crucial. It supports all the finer, more delicate work that will follow, much like the base of a statue must be strong enough to hold the intricate details added later. By focusing on building a robust foundation of Stoic virtues, courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom, we ensure that our resilience is not only effective but enduring. What does it mean to have a vision for our resilience? Having a vision for our resilience means setting clear intentions about who we want to become in the face of adversity. It involves imagining our ideal resilient self and mapping out the traits and qualities that this ideal self embodies. This vision acts as a guide, helping us to direct our efforts and measure our progress as we sculpt our resilience. Like a sculptor envisioning the final form of their creation, we must keep our end goal in mind as we face each challenge, using it to steer our decisions and actions. This vision should be inspiring but achievable, pushing us to grow while still being grounded in reality. It serves as a constant reminder of our purpose in undertaking the hard work of building resilience and helps us stay motivated when the process becomes challenging. How do we identify the right tools for sculpting our resilience? Identifying the right tools for sculpting our resilience involves understanding the techniques and practices that best support our personal growth. These tools can range from philosophical teachings, such as those from Stoicism, to modern psychological strategies like cognitive behavioral techniques. Selecting the right tools requires an assessment of our individual needs, strengths, and weaknesses. We must choose tools that not only address our current challenges but also anticipate future obstacles. Like a sculptor selects chisels of different sizes for different tasks, we must equip ourselves with a variety of resilience-building techniques to handle various aspects of adversity. Experimentation and feedback are key in determining which tools are most effective. and ongoing learning is essential to refine our toolkit over time. What is the role of intrinsic values in building foundational resilience? Intrinsic values play a critical role in building foundational resilience because they determine the why behind our actions. These values are the bedrock of our character, guiding us in making decisions that are aligned with our true selves, especially in times of stress or uncertainty. When our resilience is rooted in deeply held values, it becomes more than just a reaction to external pressures. It becomes a manifestation of our identity. Values like integrity, compassion, and persistence are essential in shaping how we respond to adversity. They give us a sense of purpose and direction, making our resilience efforts meaningful and coherent. Strengthening these values is akin to reinforcing the foundation of a sculpture, ensuring it can support the complexities built upon it. How do challenges serve as a chisel in our resilience sculpting process? Challenges serve as a chisel in our resilience sculpting process by actively shaping and defining our character. Each adversity we face tests our strength and resolve, removing weaknesses and enhancing strengths. This sculpting process is dynamic, with each strike of the chisel, the challenges, revealing more of our capabilities and potential. As we overcome difficulties, we learn about our limits and how to extend them. This not only makes us stronger but also more intricate and refined in our resilience. The key is to approach each challenge with a mindset that this is an opportunity for growth, allowing the chisel to do its work effectively, carving out a more resilient version of ourselves. How do we ensure that our foundational resilience is strong enough to support further growth? Ensuring that our foundational resilience is strong enough to support further growth involves regular assessment and reinforcement of our core strengths. We must continually revisit the foundational aspects of our resilience, much like a sculptor periodically assesses the stability of their sculpture's base. This may involve revisiting our core values, engaging in self-reflection, and seeking feedback from trusted sources. It also means addressing any cracks or weaknesses that appear over time, ensuring they are repaired and strengthened before building more complexity on top. By maintaining the integrity of our foundation, we ensure that it can support the weight of more nuanced and detailed aspects of resilience that we will develop later. What practices help maintain the durability of our sculpted resilience? Here's a practical way to start building your resilience today. Choose a recent hardship and reflect on it. Write down what happened, how you reacted, and what you can learn from it. Then, identify one action you can take to move forward positively. This exercise not only builds resilience but also empowers you to take control of your narrative. Maintaining the durability of our sculpted resilience requires consistent practice and upkeep. Techniques such as mindfulness, regular self-reflection, and continued exposure to Stoic teachings can keep our resilience strong and effective. Mindfulness helps us remain aware of our mental state and reactions, allowing us to address issues before they undermine our resilience. Regular self-reflection gives us the opportunity to assess our growth and identify areas needing improvement. Continuously engaging with Stoic philosophy reinforces our understanding and application of its principles, providing a steady guide through life's challenges. These practices ensure that our resilience remains polished, sharp, and ready for any adversity. How can we measure the progress of our resilience sculpture? Measuring the progress of our resilience sculpture involves both qualitative and quantitative assessments. We can track our ability to handle stress and recover from setbacks more effectively over time. Setting specific measurable goals related to our resilience, such as improving our response to criticism or managing our stress levels in challenging situations, provides concrete metrics for evaluation. Additionally, reflective journaling can offer insights into our emotional and psychological growth, highlighting areas where we have improved and others where further work is needed. Like a sculptor stepping back to evaluate their work, we must take regular intervals to assess our resilience, adjusting our techniques and efforts based on what we observe. How do we adapt our resilience techniques as our lives and challenges evolve? Adapting our resilience techniques as our lives and challenges evolve requires a flexible and responsive approach. Just as a sculptor might change their method or material based on the project's demands, we must be willing to modify our resilience strategies to fit our changing circumstances. This might involve learning new skills, abandoning methods that no longer serve us, or strengthening practices that are increasingly relevant. Keeping abreast of new developments in psychology and self-improvement can provide us with additional tools and techniques to incorporate into our resilience-building process. Adaptability ensures that our resilience remains effective and relevant, no matter how our personal or professional lives change. What is the ultimate goal of sculpting our resilience? The ultimate goal of sculpting our resilience is to create a robust and beautiful attribute that not only withstands life's challenges, but also enhances our ability to live fully and meaningfully. Resilience, sculpted through the principles of Stoicism, is not merely about survival, but about thriving in the face of adversity. It involves developing a resilience that is proactive, deeply embedded in our character, and reflective of our highest values and aspirations. Like any great sculpture, our resilience should inspire and elevate, not only for our benefit, but also as a testament to the strength and potential of the human spirit to overcome and grow. The process of sculpting resilience is an art form, one that enriches our lives and imbues them with purpose, beauty, and strength. As we conclude this first principle on carving out our core strength, remember that each chip away at the marble block of adversity reveals more of our true character. This foundational work sets the stage for all that follows, providing the strength and stability needed for more intricate and detailed resilience work. Embrace each challenge as an opportunity to refine your resilience and continue to build upon this strong foundation with patience, purpose, and vision. Lesson 2. The art of resilience under pressure. How do we enhance our resilience with the fine details that respond to the pressures of life? After laying a solid foundation, the second principle of building our resilience involves adding intricate details to our resilience, much like a sculptor adds details to a statue. This stage focuses on how we refine our reactions to stress and pressure, ensuring that our resilience is not only strong, but also elegant and precise. Detailing involves recognizing and responding to the subtleties of each challenge, fine-tuning our emotional and psychological responses to be more adaptive and nuanced. As we encounter various pressures, our ability to adjust and refine our approach will determine the quality and effectiveness of our resilience. It's about crafting a resilience that is responsive to the nuances of different situations, enhancing its beauty and functionality. This requires an understanding of the specific stresses we face and a commitment to developing targeted strategies that address these effectively. Each detail we carve into our resilience, be it patience in long-term projects or grace under immediate stress, adds depth and strength, making it a true work of art. What techniques help us refine our resilience to specific stresses? Refining our resilience to specific stresses involves employing a range of techniques that target particular areas of our life where pressure is most intense. Techniques such as cognitive restructuring help us change the negative thought patterns that exacerbate stress. Practicing assertiveness can improve our ability to communicate our needs and boundaries clearly, reducing stress in interpersonal interactions. Time management skills can alleviate pressure in professional or academic settings, allowing us to handle responsibilities with less anxiety. Each technique is like a different chisel in a sculptor's toolkit, specifically suited to carve out detailed designs in the marble of our resilience. Employing these techniques regularly allows us to refine our resilience, ensuring it is not only robust but also beautifully adapted to our life's specific contours. How does self-awareness contribute to detailing our resilience? Self-awareness is crucial in detailing our resilience because it allows us to understand our reactions to stress and pressure deeply. With self-awareness, we can observe the finer points of our emotional landscape, recognizing triggers and patterns that need attention. It's like a sculptor knowing the texture of their marble. This knowledge guides their chisel, helping them avoid cracks and enhance the stone's natural strengths. By cultivating self-awareness through practices like mindfulness or reflective journaling, we can make informed adjustments to our resilience strategies, ensuring they are finely tuned to our personal needs and situations. This detailed work makes our resilience not just a blunt tool for survival, but a finely honed instrument for thriving under pressure. What role does emotional intelligence play in sculpting detailed resilience? Emotional intelligence is fundamental in sculpting a detailed resilience as it involves understanding, using, and managing our emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. This ability helps us navigate the complexities of social interactions and personal relationships with finesse, much like a sculptor adds intricate details to ensure the statue's expressions are just right. By improving our emotional intelligence, we enhance our capacity to recognize our own emotional states and those of others, allowing for more nuanced responses to the various pressures we face. This detailed aspect of resilience ensures that our responses are not only strong, but also appropriately sensitive and constructive. How do we maintain the precision of our resilience under varying pressures? Maintaining the precision of our resilience under varying pressures requires regular practice and constant recalibration of our strategies. This is akin to a sculptor who must frequently sharpen their tools and adjust their techniques based on the marble's response. We must remain vigilant, aware of how different stresses affect our resilience, and ready to adapt our methods as needed. Techniques such as stress inoculation training, where we expose ourselves to manageable levels of stress to build tolerance, can be particularly effective. Additionally, setting aside time for regular reviews of our resilience strategies helps us maintain their precision, ensuring that our responses remain sharp and effective, no matter the type of pressure we encounter. What is the importance of adaptability in adding details to our resilience? Adaptability is important in adding details to our resilience because it allows us to respond flexibly to the unique challenges of each situation. Just as no two pieces of marble are exactly the same, requiring the sculptor to adapt their technique, each new stressor we face may require a slightly different approach. Being adaptable means we are open to learning from each experience and willing to modify our resilience strategies accordingly. This flexibility helps us to respond to life's pressures with more precision and creativity, ensuring our resilience is not only strong, but also appropriately tailored and detailed. How can challenges serve as opportunities to add intricate details to our resilience? Challenges are opportunities to add intricate details to our resilience by testing our ability to apply our strategies in real time and under real pressures. Each challenge is a chance to practice resilience in action, refining our skills, and adding depth to our character. Like a sculptor who carves detailed features into a statue, each challenge allows us to carve deeper wisdom, patience, and strength into our resilience. These details are essential for creating a nuanced and effective resilience that can handle not just broad adversities, but also the specific, delicate situations of our everyday lives. How do we ensure that our detailed resilience remains effective over time? Ensuring that our detailed resilience remains effective over time involves continuous learning, practicing, and updating of our strategies. Like a well-maintained sculpture, our resilience needs regular care to preserve its details and overall integrity. This may involve revisiting training programs, engaging in new learning opportunities, or practicing resilience skills in different contexts to keep them sharp. Regular self-assessment helps us identify areas where our resilience may be eroding or where new stresses are requiring new details in our approach. By staying committed to the lifelong art of resilience, we ensure it remains a dynamic and effective tool throughout our lives. What practices help us sculpt resilience that is both strong and finely detailed? Practices that help us sculpt resilience that is both strong and finely detailed include a combination of broad strategies and specific techniques. Broad strategies might involve general stress management practices such as exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate sleep, which maintain our overall health and resilience. Specific techniques like mindfulness, emotional regulation, and cognitive reframing add the fine details that tailor our resilience to meet specific challenges. Together, these practices ensure that our resilience is not only capable of withstanding significant adversities, but also adept at managing the finer pressures of daily life. How do we celebrate the detailed artistry of our resilience once it has been refined? Celebrating the detailed artistry of our resilience once it has been refined involves recognizing and appreciating the depth and beauty of our strength. This celebration can be a personal reflection on our growth, sharing our journey with others, or applying our resilience in new and challenging contexts to test its finesse. By acknowledging the work we have put into sculpting our resilience, we not only affirm its value, but also inspire ourselves and others to continue refining this crucial aspect of our character. Each detail of our resilience is a testament to our dedication to living a stoic, virtuous life, facing pressures with grace and intelligence. Remember that each fine detail added under pressure enhances our overall strength and beauty. These intricate carvings in the marble of our character equip us to handle life's varied pressures with elegance and effectiveness. Continue to apply and adapt your resilience strategies and take pride in the artistry of your growth. Lesson 3. Sculpting your resilience. Have you considered how each challenge can sculpt your resilience, shaping a more robust version of yourself? Just as a sculptor uses a chisel to transform a rough block of marble into a work of art, so too can we use our daily challenges to sculpt our resilience. Each difficulty and setback we encounter can be viewed as a strike of the chisel, an opportunity to refine and define our character. The Stoics teach us that resilience is not inherently possessed but dynamically forged in the furnace of adversity. Every moment of hardship, every obstacle, removes a piece of our former vulnerabilities, leaving a stronger, more resilient self in its place. As we face life's challenges, we should not shy away but instead meet them head-on, recognizing each as a chance to test and expand our limits. Over time, our resilience becomes more pronounced, just as the features of a statue emerge from the marble. This process is neither quick nor painless, but it is transformational, yielding a person who can withstand much more than they previously thought possible. Through the disciplined application of this principle, we learn not only to endure but to thrive under pressure and adversity. What does it mean to actively engage with your challenges rather than avoiding them? Engaging actively with challenges involves a deliberate choice to face difficulties head-on rather than sidestepping them. It means analyzing the nature of each challenge, understanding its potential to improve us, and strategizing the best way to approach it. This active engagement is a dynamic process, requiring constant adjustment and reassessment. Stoics believe that by embracing our challenges, we harness them as tools for personal development. Each problem we solve, each barrier we overcome, adds to our skill set and deepens our mental fortitude. This practice not only builds resilience but also breeds a sense of accomplishment and confidence. Furthermore, actively engaging with challenges teaches us about our strengths and weaknesses, providing clear indications of where we need to focus our personal development efforts. It shifts our perspective from viewing challenges as threats to seeing them as valuable opportunities for growth. Through this lens, the journey of resilience becomes one of continuous learning and self-improvement. How can the metaphor of a chisel help us understand the process of building resilience? The metaphor of a chisel helps us visualize resilience as something that is actively and painstakingly carved out of our experiences. Each strike of the chisel, while it may remove only a small piece of stone, contributes to the overall shape of the sculpture. Similarly, each challenge we face and overcome carves away our weaknesses and shapes our strengths. This process requires precision, patience, and persistence, qualities that are central to Stoic philosophy. Just as a sculptor must have a clear vision of the final sculpture, we too must have a vision of the resilient self we aim to become. This metaphor not only enriches our understanding of resilience, but also emphasizes the active role we must play in our own development. It encourages us to approach life's difficulties with the craftsmanship of a sculptor, mindfully, deliberately, and creatively. In what ways does resilience sculpted through adversity differ from innate resilience? Resilience sculpted through adversity is often more robust and adaptable than innate resilience because it is tested and proven in real-world scenarios. While some individuals may naturally possess a higher baseline of resilience, it is through facing and overcoming adversity that this quality is truly refined and strengthened. The challenges we encounter teach us practical strategies for coping and thriving, embedding these lessons deeply within our psyche. This kind of resilience is dynamic. It evolves and grows with each new challenge, becoming more intricate and dependable. In contrast, innate resilience may not be as well tested, and therefore, it might falter under unexpected or particularly tough challenges. Stoic philosophy values the resilience built through adversity because it is both earned and accompanied by invaluable life lessons that enhance our other virtues, such as wisdom, temperance, and courage. What role does patience play in the process of sculpting resilience? Patience is crucial in the process of sculpting resilience, much like it is essential for the sculptor, who must carefully and gradually shape his creation. Building resilience is not an overnight process. It requires time, effort, and persistence. Each challenge must be approached with patience, understanding that quick fixes are rarely effective. Patience allows us to endure the process of being chiseled by life's hardships without losing heart. It helps us to maintain our composure and steadiness, even when progress seems slow or invisible. Stoic resilience is about long-term development, not immediate results. With patience, we can appreciate each small step forward, each minor victory in our journey towards becoming more resilient. This virtue ensures that we do not rush the process and make hasty decisions that could undermine our growth. How does reflection enhance the sculpting of our resilience? Reflection is the process through which we examine the strikes of the chisel, our responses to challenges, to understand their effectiveness and learn from them. Just as a sculptor steps back to assess his work and plan his next moves, we too must regularly reflect on our experiences. Reflection allows us to gain insights into our handling of adversity, identifying patterns in our behavior that either aid or hinder our resilience. It provides a space to critically assess our strategies and outcomes, making necessary adjustments to improve future responses. Through reflection, we also cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves, which is essential for personal growth. This introspective practice is a cornerstone of Stoic training, reinforcing the lessons learned through each challenge and ensuring that the resilience we build is not only robust, but also deeply integrated into our character. Can resilience be oversculpted? And if so, how can we avoid this? Just as a sculpture can be overworked to the point where it loses its form or breaks, resilience can also be oversculpted. This happens when we push ourselves too hard without adequate rest or recovery, leading to burnout or a breakdown. Stoics advocate for a balanced approach to building resilience, one that includes periods of rest and recovery alongside active engagement with challenges. It's important to recognize our limits and to give ourselves permission to step back and recuperate when needed. This balance ensures that our resilience remains healthy and sustainable. Regular reflection and self-awareness are key to recognizing the signs of oversculpting. By listening to our bodies and minds and respecting our limitations, we can maintain a steady pace in our journey towards resilience. How does resilience built through Stoicism prepare us for future challenges? Resilience built through Stoicism does more than just prepare us to survive future challenges. It equips us to thrive through them. Stoic resilience is comprehensive, encompassing emotional, psychological, and ethical strengths that support us in facing life's complexities. By embracing Stoic principles, we develop a mindset that not only anticipates challenges, but also sees them as integral to our personal and philosophical growth. This preparation involves developing practical skills and mental habits that enhance our capacity to respond to adversity with composure and wisdom. As we build resilience, we also cultivate other Stoic virtues, such as courage and justice, which further prepare us to handle whatever life throws our way with grace and virtue. What practical exercises can we adopt to sculpt resilience in our daily lives? To sculpt resilience effectively, we can adopt practical exercises that incorporate Stoic teachings into our daily routine. One such exercise is the evening reflection, where we review the day's events, focusing on our responses to various challenges and assessing them through a Stoic lens. Another exercise is voluntary discomfort, where we intentionally place ourselves in challenging situations to practice our resilience skills. This could be anything from cold showers to public speaking engagements. Additionally, we can practice premeditation of future adversities, where we visualize potential challenges and plan our responses. These exercises not only strengthen our resilience but also deepen our understanding of Stoic philosophy, making it a living practice rather than a theoretical one. How can we ensure that our resilience remains a work of art, worthy of the Stoic ideal. Ensuring that our resilience remains a work of art involves continuous effort, regular reflection, and a commitment to living according to Stoic principles. We must be vigilant not to let our resilience become rigid or brittle, but instead ensure it is adaptable and responsive to changing circumstances. Embracing lifelong learning and remaining open to new ideas and perspectives are essential to maintaining the vitality of our resilience. Additionally, engaging with a community of like-minded individuals who also aspire to live stoically can provide support and inspiration. By viewing our resilience as a dynamic and evolving sculpture, we commit to an ongoing process of improvement and refinement, which is at the heart of the Stoic journey towards wisdom and virtue. Remember that each strike, each chip away at the marble, is a step towards unveiling a stronger and more resilient you. Embrace the challenges that come your way, not as burdens, but as opportunities to refine and define your character. Let Stoic wisdom guide your chisel, and gradually, through patience and persistence, reveal the masterpiece of resilience that lies within you. Lesson 4. Refining your resolve. The finer details of resilience. How can we ensure that our resilience is not just strong, but also beautifully detailed and refined? Refining resilience is akin to a sculptor adding the final touches that transform a rough sculpture into a piece of art, admired for its detail and precision. This fourth principle focuses on the subtleties and finer details that enhance our ability to cope with adversity. Just as fine detailing requires a steady hand and focused attention, so does refining our resilience require mindfulness and deliberate practice. It involves honing our ability to perceive nuances in our reactions and adapt our strategies more precisely to different situations. This refinement process enriches our resilience, making it not only strong but also flexible and adaptable. We learn to adjust our responses not with broad strokes, but with the precision of fine detailing, ensuring that our resilience is both effective and elegant. This practice requires us to be observant, patient, and committed to continuous improvement. As we refine our resilience, we develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and our capabilities, leading to a more profound and nuanced approach to life's challenges. What does it mean to add complexity to our resilience? Adding complexity to our resilience means incorporating a variety of coping strategies and emotional responses that can be tailored to specific situations. Resilience is not a one-size-fits-all quality. What works in one scenario may not be as effective in another. By developing a complex repertoire of responses, we ensure that our resilience can meet the varied demands of different hardships. This complexity is akin to a sculptor having different tools and techniques to add unique textures and details to their work. We might incorporate elements of Stoic philosophy, mindfulness, cognitive behavioral techniques, and emotional intelligence into our resilience-building practices. Each element adds a layer of sophistication and depth, enhancing our ability to navigate the subtleties of different challenges. Over time, our resilience becomes not just a blunt instrument of survival, but a refined tool for thriving in a complex world. How do we sculpt resilience that is both strong and intricate? Creating resilience that is both robust and detailed involves an understanding that the big picture and the small details are equally important. Just as a sculptor focuses on both the form and the finer carvings, we must build our resilience by addressing both our overall life challenges and the daily nuances that influence our emotional health. This dual focus helps us to develop resilience that is not only capable of withstanding major setbacks, but also adept at managing the stresses of everyday life. It requires regular self-reflection, the ability to adjust strategies as needed, and the willingness to learn continuously from both successes and failures. The intricate details of our resilience might include how we communicate under stress, how we regenerate energy after depletion, and how we align our actions with our core values. These details make our resilience more effective and personalized, ensuring that it fits our unique life circumstances. What role does self-awareness play in refining our resilience? Self-awareness is critical in the process of refining resilience because it acts as the inner eye that guides our sculpting hand. Just as a sculptor needs to understand the material they are working with, we need to understand ourselves, our strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and potentials. Self-awareness allows us to tailor our resilience-building practices to our personal needs and circumstances. It helps us identify the areas where we are already strong and those that require more attention and development. With heightened self-awareness, we can apply our efforts more efficiently, focusing on refining aspects of our resilience that will provide the greatest benefit. Moreover, self-awareness fosters a deeper connection with our inner selves, enhancing our capacity to respond to life authentically and courageously. How can we maintain the durability of our resilience while adding intricate details? Maintaining the durability of our resilience while refining its details requires a balance between strength and flexibility. This balance ensures that our resilience can endure the pressures of major life crises while adapting to the subtle challenges of daily life. Just like a well-crafted sculpture that stands firm yet reveals incredible detail up close, our resilience must be built on a foundation of strong principles and flexible strategies. We achieve this by integrating practices that promote both robustness, like physical wellness and mental fortitude, and those that enhance flexibility, like emotional intelligence and adaptability. Regularly revisiting and revising our coping strategies helps to maintain this balance, ensuring that our resilience remains both durable and detailed. How does embracing complexity enhance our stoic practices? Embracing complexity in our stoic practices enhances our understanding and application of stoicism in modern, multifaceted contexts. Stoicism is not just about enduring pain and hardship. It's about understanding the diverse and complex nature of human experiences and responding with wisdom and equanimity. By embracing complexity, we allow Stoic principles to evolve and adapt to contemporary challenges, making them more relevant and applicable. This approach encourages us to explore how ancient wisdom intersects with modern psychological insights, creating a richer, more effective philosophy for living. It leads to a more nuanced practice of Stoicism that appreciates the complexity of life and enriches our resilience with a spectrum of thoughtful responses. In what ways can the practice of detailed self-reflection enhance our resilience? Detailed self-reflection is a powerful tool for enhancing resilience because it allows us to examine not just our actions, but the motivations and emotions behind them. This practice goes beyond surface-level reflection to explore the deeper currents of our psyche. By regularly engaging in detailed self-reflection, we can identify patterns in our behavior that may be undermining our resilience. We learn to recognize our habitual responses to stress and challenge, which gives us the opportunity to modify them consciously. Additionally, this practice encourages us to acknowledge and celebrate our resilience-building successes, reinforcing positive behaviors, and boosting our confidence. Detailed self-reflection ensures that our resilience is not only reactive, but also proactive and deeply rooted in self-understanding. How do we ensure our resilience is adaptable to different types of adversity? Ensuring that our resilience is adaptable involves recognizing that different types of adversity require different responses. Just as a sculptor uses various tools and techniques depending on the material and the desired outcome, we must develop a toolkit of resilience strategies tailored to diverse challenges. This adaptability can be fostered through exposure to various situations, continuous learning, and the application of multiple perspectives to problem solving. It also involves staying updated with new psychological research and methods that can enhance our ability to cope with change. By cultivating a broad range of strategies and remaining open to new ideas, we ensure that our resilience remains dynamic and effective no matter the context. What is the role of creativity in sculpting our resilience? Creativity plays a vital role in sculpting our resilience by allowing us to see beyond traditional or obvious solutions to challenges. It enables us to approach problems with a fresh perspective and to find joy and inspiration in the process of overcoming adversity. Just as a sculptor might envision a unique form hidden within a block of marble, we can use creativity to envision and enact novel ways of handling life's difficulties. This creative approach can lead to more effective and satisfying outcomes, making the process of building resilience as rewarding as the results. Creativity infuses our resilience with a sense of possibility and adventure, making our stoic journey an engaging and continuously evolving process. How do we polish and preserve our resilience once it is finally sculpted? Polishing and preserving our finely sculpted resilience requires ongoing attention and care. Just as a completed sculpture might be maintained and protected from the elements, our resilience needs regular upkeep to remain strong and effective. This maintenance might include ongoing education, self-care practices, community support, and periodic reviews of our resilience strategies. Additionally, teaching others about resilience can reinforce our own practices and provide new insights. By committing to the continuous care of our resilience, we ensure that it remains a reliable and beautiful aspect of our character, capable of supporting us through life's challenges. Consider how each small detail contributes to the overall strength and beauty of your character. Like a finely crafted sculpture, your resilience can become a testament to your ability to face adversity with grace and skill. Continue to hone and adapt your resilience practices, and watch as they transform your responses to life's challenges into expressions of your deepest values and strengths. Lesson 5. The Final Chisel. Mastering and maintaining your sculpted resilience. How do we ensure that our sculpted resilience is not only complete, but continuously perfected? The journey of sculpting resilience is an ongoing process, much like an artist continually refining and perfecting a masterpiece. The final principle emphasizes mastering and maintaining the resilience we have sculpted. This stage is about pushing beyond initial mastery to achieve a deeper, more enduring form of resilience that is integrated into all aspects of our life. It involves a commitment to continuous learning and growth, ensuring that our resilience adapts to new challenges and changes within our environments. The art of mastering resilience is akin to a sculptor who revisits and refines their work, finding new depths and details previously unseen. We must view our resilience as a living sculpture that requires attention, care, and occasional re-evaluation to maintain its strength and beauty. This approach ensures that our resilience remains robust, flexible, and effective, no matter what adversities we face. We integrate practices into our daily routine that reinforce our resilience, like regular reflection, mindfulness, and proactive problem solving, to ensure that our resilience remains active and effective. What does it mean to integrate resilience into all aspects of life? Integrating resilience into all aspects of life means seeing resilience not just as a response to adversity, but as a foundational element of our daily existence. It involves applying resilient thinking and behaviors in every interaction, decision, and challenge we face, from personal relationships to professional endeavors. This holistic approach ensures that resilience becomes a core part of our identity, influencing how we view the world and interact with it. By weaving resilience into the fabric of our life, we enhance our ability to handle not only major crises, but also the daily stresses that can erode our well-being if left unchecked. This integration is dynamic, requiring us to adapt and apply different aspects of resilience as our life circumstances change. Just as a sculptor works on different parts of a statue to achieve balance and harmony, we must work on different parts of our lives to cultivate a balanced and resilient self. How can we continuously refine our resilience? Continuous refinement of our resilience requires an attitude of lifelong learning and openness to change. Just like a sculptor who continually assesses and adjusts their technique, we must remain vigilant and responsive to the lessons each new challenge offers us. This might involve seeking feedback from others, engaging with new educational materials, or experimenting with different coping strategies to see which are most effective. Continuously refining our resilience also means staying updated on new research and developments in psychology and self-improvement that can provide us with advanced tools and techniques. We must be proactive in seeking out opportunities for growth and not complacent in our current abilities. By remaining committed to our development, we ensure that our resilience remains sharp and effective, capable of handling the complexities of modern life. What role does adaptability play in mastering resilience? Adaptability is crucial in mastering resilience because it allows us to respond effectively to change and uncertainty. Just as a sculptor might adapt their techniques based on the material or the design evolution, we must adapt our resilience strategies as our circumstances evolve. This adaptability involves being open to learning from experiences and willing to modify our approach as needed. It means not holding rigidly to one way of coping, but rather being fluid and flexible, ready to adopt new strategies that better suit our current situation. Adaptability enriches our resilience, making it not just durable but also dynamic and responsive. It is the quality that enables us to thrive in an ever-changing world, ensuring that our resilience evolves in tandem with our life's challenges and opportunities. How do we ensure our resilience is both strong and sensitive? Ensuring that our resilience is both strong and sensitive is about balancing toughness with empathy, both towards ourselves and others. This balance is crucial for a resilience that is not only effective but also sustainable and humane. Strong resilience enables us to withstand great pressures, while sensitivity allows us to navigate these pressures without losing touch with our emotions or the emotions of others. This duality is like a sculptor who must be forceful enough to chip away stone, but sensitive enough to shape delicate details without breaking the material. We develop this balance by practicing empathy, actively listening to others, and being mindful of our own needs and limitations. By cultivating both strength and sensitivity, our resilience becomes a tool for not only surviving adversity, but also fostering deeper connections and a greater understanding of the human experience. What techniques can we employ to maintain the precision of our resilience? Maintaining the precision of our resilience involves regular practice and fine-tuning. Techniques such as reflective journaling, mindfulness meditation, and targeted problem-solving exercises can help keep our resilience skills sharp. Reflective journaling allows us to examine our responses to stress and challenges, helping us understand what works and what doesn't. Mindfulness meditation keeps us connected to the present moment, enhancing our awareness and control over our reactions. Targeted problem-solving exercises simulate stressful situations and allow us to practice our resilience strategies in a controlled environment. These techniques ensure that our resilience remains precise and effective, ready to be deployed accurately when real-life challenges arise. How do continuous challenges sculpt and perfect our resilience? Continuous challenges serve as the chisel that sculpts and perfects our resilience by providing constant opportunities for practice and improvement. Each new challenge is a chance to apply our resilience strategies and refine them based on the outcomes. This process of ongoing adjustment and learning is what perfects our resilience, making it not only robust, but also intricately adapted to our personal life circumstances. Just as a sculptor makes countless small adjustments to achieve the perfect form, we too must make small but meaningful adjustments to our resilience strategies to ensure they remain effective. These challenges keep our skills fresh and our approach innovative, preventing our resilience from becoming outdated or ineffective. What is the importance of a supportive community in sculpting resilience? A supportive community plays a critical role in sculpting resilience by providing encouragement, feedback, and different perspectives. Just as a sculptor benefits from the insights of their peers, we too can enhance our resilience through interactions with others. A community provides emotional support, which can be crucial during times of stress or failure. It also offers diverse viewpoints and strategies, enriching our own understanding and approach to resilience. Engaging with a community encourages accountability and motivation, driving us to refine and maintain our resilience. It also offers a network of resources for learning and growth, which can be invaluable in our journey towards mastering resilience. How do we polish our resilience to ensure it withstands the test of time? Polishing our resilience to ensure it withstands the test of time involves regular review and renewal of our strategies. This means periodically reassessing our approach to resilience to ensure it remains aligned with our goals and values. It also involves updating our techniques to incorporate new knowledge and insights. Just like a sculptor polishes their sculpture to bring out its beauty and protect it from the elements, we must polish our resilience by reinforcing its strengths and addressing its vulnerabilities. This may involve seeking new training, revisiting past lessons, or simply taking time to reflect on our progress and setbacks. Polishing our resilience ensures it remains vibrant, effective, and ready to face whatever the future holds. How do we celebrate the art of our resilience once it has been finely sculpted? Celebrating the art of our resilience once it has been finely sculpted is about acknowledging and appreciating our journey and the work we have put into developing our resilience. This celebration can be a powerful affirmation of our capabilities and a reinforcement of our commitment to continuous growth. Celebrating our resilience can involve sharing our journey with others, setting new goals that build upon our current capabilities, or simply taking a moment to reflect on how far we have come. It's important to recognize the beauty and strength of our resilience, much like admiring a finished sculpture. This recognition not only boosts our confidence, but also inspires us to continue refining and using our resilience in all aspects of life. What future challenges can we anticipate as our resilience continues to evolve? As our resilience continues to evolve, we can anticipate future challenges that will test it in new and complex ways. These challenges might arise from changes in our personal lives, professional shifts, societal changes, or unexpected global events. Anticipating these challenges allows us to prepare and adapt our resilience strategies accordingly. It involves staying informed about potential stressors and maintaining a flexible and proactive mindset. By anticipating future challenges, we ensure that our resilience remains relevant and robust, capable of supporting us no matter what the future holds. How do we ensure that our resilience remains a living sculpture, continually adapted and improved? Ensuring that our resilience remains a living sculpture, continually adapted and improved, requires an ongoing commitment to growth and responsiveness to change. This dynamic approach means that our resilience must evolve as we do, adapting to our changing needs, strengths, and circumstances. It involves regular self-assessment, openness to learning, and a willingness to incorporate new techniques and ideas. Keeping our resilience alive and vibrant ensures that it continues to serve us well, supporting our well-being and helping us to achieve our goals. It's about not letting our resilience become static, but allowing it to grow and change as we do, reflecting our ongoing journey through life. Remember that the art of resilience is never truly finished. Like any masterpiece, it requires care, dedication, and occasional reevaluation to ensure its continued relevance and effectiveness. Embrace the journey of continuous growth and adaptation, and take pride in the resilience you have sculpted. Let it be your support and guide through the complexities of life, and continue to refine it with each new challenge you face. Are you ready to step forward with the confidence of one who has mastered their craft, prepared to face the future with a robust and beautiful resilience sculpted through the principles of Stoicism?